Fala. Anyone there?
Parker.
Okay, he hasn't come on.
Okay, thanks.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Zerura, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yitav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ra Tufreshayan Simtet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Hudha Gevava Shamen Nun Gimadalit Yud Kavshin Barhen Taharen Rakame Sitkata Sa Gam Len Petet Resh Saditaf Gimel Tasim Kadosh Bero Tucha Nael Adata Tet Kufet Tet Lunayan Yahid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Shei Zayin Hu Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Alivo Shin Kufal Shadi Yitza. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. We will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Zephanun, Eret Apayim, Gural chesed ve'emet, Nose chesed la'alachin, Nose ha'on wa'chesha, We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinto Bitchilu Urchimu Bitchilu Bitchilu Urchimu Le'afta L'shem Yud Hei Bevav Hei B'Yehuda Shalim Leten Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maase Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maase Yadeinu Konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atan Tane Man Dekucha Berichu Kol Mardi Aved Le'ela Wittata Kolayu Kishofi Ovata Tikshof Salaid lach nila bialma divaye barnash vedach yaleya mineya lanaga peya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikolait stirif bialma. I'm getting quite a bit of static. So please mute your phones by pressing star 6. Excuse me. Yeah, it's star 6. The energy of the year 5778 is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses. The 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6 is the first verse we will study together. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo natamar achoti utlabev. Ve'ene shete levivot v'yevrev mi'ada. The second verse that connects to this energy is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo hisiti, amarti ode ale pshai, la adonai, yohe wahe, Weatana sata awon chatati sela. The year 5777, known as the year of the goats, but also the year of the wake up, also has two verses. The first verse, there are two verses, but that we'll study. The first one is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sot saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we have tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we have take the final letters, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadivaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, has two verses also that connect to its energy of the pause that refreshes. The first verse that we study of the two is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lahashit et kol ha'olot vayehaskum achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki halevim yishrei levav Lehitkadesh meha kohanim. The second verse that connects to the, well, this verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe. La la hey wa 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 yo la yo wa la me hey 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 ata a reka ha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. Be hu va donai yo he wa he ade ad. Ki b'yah yohei Adonai yohei wahei Tzur olamim. The year 5775 is the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni Lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavuiyam asher yitchabe sham moshaltem elai el nachon vehalachti ichem. Wechayim yeshno, v'aretz v'hipasti, o tov v'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kagelo lanetza, yo beid roav, yom ruayo. The year 5774 as the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse connecting to this energy, and we study it at this time. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan. Tach tal v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu. V'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to study the 72 names of God. We do this by saying the letters of each name with their root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me me he shi la la he ata a ka hey ta, hey za yo wa la da, la a wa hey hey ya, yo za la me be hey, hey re yo hey ko me, la a wa ka la yo, la wa wa pe hey la, nu la ha yo yo yo, me la hey 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 wa. Nu ta hey hey a a yo re ta shi a hey re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo hey wa la hey hey ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo hey a me re hey a yo yo za hey 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la hey sa a la a re yo Ashila me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me me, nu nu wa nu yo ta, le be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, he re he me tsa re, wa me be yo he he, a nu wa me he yo, sa me be me nu ko, a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me, he yo yo me wa me. We'll now study the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Which we will connect to in the same manner. My computer's running a little slow. Wa 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 yo 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 sa yo te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a kameta. Hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey me ya yo za la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la a wa ka be yo la yo wa nu pe nu la nu me ha yo hey yo me nu hey 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 wa nu yo hey hey shi a yo re ta shi a hey. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me. Re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha. Wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la e re yo. Ala la me ta he, wa he he wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi ala me, nu he la nu wa ta, me la he he a yo, nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re, wa he be yo a he ala wa. Me zayo, ta he be me kako, ala a he he wa, re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day. It's the 25th day of Sivan. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he's one of the martyrs who died at the hands of the Romans, along with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Ishmael Cohen Gadol, he's one of the people who went in his meditation to ask Hashem if he would rescind the decree of the 10 martyrs and was told no. He's also one who died along with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Hananya Segan HaKohanim is also a Tana. Rabbi David Mireles, Rabbi Baruch Shimon Schneerson, Rabbi Avraham Barzani, Rabbi Yisachar Dov Lifshitz, Morenu Rabbeinu Chacham Mordechai Eliyahu, and the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. So today's handout can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's in the first row, the right-hand column. When you open that up, it's opening up to a list of all of the parashas throughout the year. When you scroll down into the book of Bamidbar and the parasha that will be read this week is on Shlach Lecha, so please click on that landing page. And when that landing page opens up, scroll down to Class 13A, Section 13A. We did the first half of the handout on Shabbat, Motzi Shabbat, and we're going to start with Pasuk 104. Scroll to 13A, Section 13A, and we open up at Pasuk 104. Kala itar shilu itkenashu ha'achaliyav ka'im al kiyumeya v'kolinun katedraim kameya lishata parcho kuhu v'lachamu midishtaru bilchodaihu tichot ilanin tegin tachamu pidchachara alutaman chamu hekala tadalu v'yativu taman Tirain olemin awotaman zafu aimin vetchamu chad mashkena merukma vekolzine tziurin ugvadmin piyoma lialeya Teres piriasa din hora minasa dila yachlin anin liyistachla mitaman uchala lachavo chamo kelum. The translation. A voice stirred and said, go and congregate there. Aholiyav stands on his spot, and there are chairs before him. Suddenly everything disappeared, and they saw nothing. They remained alone under the trees in the garden. They noticed another door. They entered there. They saw a chamber and sat down there. There were two youths there. They raised their eyes and saw a dwelling that was embroidered in all the kinds of artistry and colors existing in the world. On it was spread a curtain of sparkling light, at which the eyes were not able to gaze. Beyond that, they saw nothing. My commentary, this verse is a transition verse. It's moving from one subject to another. And the words of the verse are clear as written. Verse 105. Betzalel Rabbi Ya'am Ihu Lim Chorin Ilayim Yosef Rabbi Ye'ala Ihu Goy Nechorin Ti Adam Kadma'a Saliku Dilela Chaviva Dekola Aleya Kiti Venisco Revit Afin Bikodesh Wigomer Mandistakal Behameis Munayanea Mandila Istakal Kameit Patah Ilana de Tame Sire kad kafi yizko bayit kayem ila kas kafi chotiv yabisha akileya mandial tiren kiruvin legoy reuteya Itaved mandamiyayin Rahit miruteya Karbana deravya Shalim leit gabila Pasachahu kala. The translation. They inclined their ears and heard of a voice that was saying, Betzalel is the fourth to the supernal lights. Joseph is the fourth in the lights of Adam. He is the elevation above, most beloved of all. About him the verse is written, and its drink offering shall be the fourth part of a hin in the holy place. Whoever gazes and looks, his eyes will be blinded. Whoever does not gaze will be open-eyed and see. A tree of 18, when it bends itself, will return upright and endure. If it does not bend itself, the evil snake will consume it. Whoever enters two cherubs forward, his wish will be accomplished. Whoever contemplates is far from his will. The offering of a youth is perfect to be accepted. And the voice stopped. All those points will be explained in the Zohar further on. It's another verse of riddles, like we had in Motzi Shabbat. My commentary. Voices is the level of hearing, which is Bina. Rabbi Ashlag's commentary makes this verse clear. It's talking about Bina. Verse 106. Amru inun tirein ole min simanait begavaiku Amru hin apiku inun tirein beradin Archo bechu amru Tivo ad tishmeun tirein milim berazin atikin migoy mare metivta veyehon tadir beraza begavaihu amuhan. The translation, those two youths asked, "Have you a sign with you?" They answered, "Yes." They took out the two lilies and smelled them. They were told to be seated while they heard two of the ancient secrets from the head of the yeshiva, which they shall keep forever sealed. They agreed. My commentary. This pasuk is transitioning from Bina back to Malchut. This is my opinion. Verse 107. Amar Rabbi Shimon, kol hanei milin v'kol ma dechamu, kadu v'kadmatu haka, hawa ketiv, ishmera derakai, michatio, bilshoni, v'ana she'ilna, lavi abba, kama hawo inun tirein milin. We amar li chayayecha. Peri inun tirein milin. Banu almin v'charivu. Almin mande ishtamash behu. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, all these points and all that they observed, they wrote down when they reached here, as they were told to keep these things secret. It was written, meaning it was written about them. I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I inquired of my father, Father, what was referred to by these two items? He said to me, your life, my son. These two matters have built worlds and destroyed worlds for whoever made use of them. My commentary. The riddles continue and will be answered soon, providing you continue. Pasuk 108. Kewan dishamu ilain tirain milin amru inun yinuke puku puku lait lakurishota yatir lemishma apik chad minayu tapuach echad V'yachav lon v'yamar Arhu v'darhu v'yav v'nafku U'mikol d'chamu L'anshu k'lum nafku. The translation. As soon as they heard these two items, the youth told them, leave, leave, for you have no permission to listen to more. One of them then took out an apple, gave it to them, and said, smell this. They smelled it and left. And all of that they saw, they forgot nothing. They left. My commentary. Are you confused? We are somewhere between Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut. Please learn there is more answers in this pasuk. Do you see the code words? Verse 109. Ha mimana achara tamar lon havriyayo Rabbi Lai Shadarni Lekuto Reku Leahaka Efum Mearta the Huyeti Ite the Yoda Leku Milin Ilain Dila Yidatun the goy mativa. Behelea rishu legala'a. Leku milin nafku bechadeya. Vior shou afum mearta. Vihawo mechadrin mileda. Tila mikol madechamu. Veolfo tirin. The translation. Another appointed one came and he said to them, "Friends, Rabbi Ela'i has sent me to you. Wait for him here at the entrance of the cave, and he will come and tell you about supernal matters of which you know nothing. For he asked permission from the yeshiva to have authority to reveal the matters to you." They came out with him and waited at the entrance of the cave, and they were repeating the points to each other of all that they beheld and learned there. My commentary. What do you learn from this pasuk? When in a process of waiting, repeat Torah. Pasuk 110. Ad haki ha rabbi lai ata nahir kisham cha. Al oraita hata shemita marlon. Vadai urshu yachavu li limemar. Vekumi le itcha bira. Kachadahum me'arta vayadbu amarlon zaka'in atundit me'lechum marechom kegavna di'almadiyate behaleyat lekudefilu. Ve'em tanu amru vadai ha'id neshei mui katmi nan archa divnei nesha v'tavavta ihu al kol ma dechamin behai tura. The translation. In the meantime, Rabbi Ela'i arrived and was shining like the sun. They inquired of him, "Have you heard anything new in the Torah?" He told them, "Certainly, I have been granted permission to relate it to you." They joined together at the cave entrance and sat down. He told them, "You are worthy that your master has revealed to you the likeness of the world that is coming. And you have no fear nor awe." They responded, "Certainly we have already forgotten the way of people. And is it any wonder, after all, that we observed on this mountain?" My commentary. In my opinion, this is a transition verse. Pasuk 111. Amar lom chamitun ilein turaya kul hashe metiv tae leyama dadivad vira zaku hashta madila zaku kad hawo bechaim veilein reishe Mitiv te kuhu, Peresh yarche v'shabati, Umo ade yayo, Mitkanish Mitkan Shei Lagabe Tura Yacharon Kahana Mitare Lagabe Vialin Goimativta Dileya Mitkachan Tamandadachio Tala Kadisha Tanahit Aresheya Umshach Rudinagid Aleya Vimeya Mithacham Kuhu Kahidushin Vishin Tirtimu Vimyalka Kade Kadisha Adikre Hamat Mativta Birhimuta. The translation. He said to them, have you seen all these mountains? All are heads of yeshivot to this nation of people who died in the desert. They now achieve what they had not merited while they were alive. And these heads of the yeshivot all gather on new moons, on Shabbat, and on holidays at the mountain of Aaron, the presence of Aaron the priest, awakened toward him and entered his yeshiva. They are renewed here, there, with the purity of the holy dew that flows down on the head of Aaron, and the anointing oil that flows down on him with him. All became renewed when the new interpretation of the Holy King's love so that it is called here the Yeshiva of Love. My commentary. The essence of Aaron and all the priests is chesed, loving kindness. Thus the yeshiva of Aaron is the yeshiva of love. Verse
112. Vehu natil bekol mativta. Beat me rudakik mitafan kinishrim goy mitivta din horaza ihi mativta the moshe the kohu kai me levar velalu Legoy bar acharon bil chodo Ukhut she'ata ikrun bishma.
The translation. He, Aaron, travels with the entire yeshiva, and secretly and lightly they fly like eagles to the yeshiva of light, which is the yeshiva of Moshe. Everyone stays outside and does not enter inside except for Aaron alone, excepting only those that are called by the name on the specific lines, meaning on Shabbat and the new moons. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as it is written. Please note that the method of transmission of Torah teachings is the same above and the same below. Mishnah would teach Sharon, then Aaron would teach the Sanhedrin. This is the way of the lower world, which in the previous two pasukim, we see the reverse order. The yeshiva of Sanhedrin learns from Aaron, and then Aaron returns the leaven up.
Moshe would teach Aaron, then Aaron would teach the Sanhedrin. This is the way for the lower world. In the previous two Pesukim, we see the reverse order. The yeshiva or the Sanhedrin learns from Aaron, and then from Aaron returns to Moshe to learn more Torah. Verse 113. The late man de Hame lay al Moshe. The ha ha who mis mas de the unfo peres kamea. Ushva anade kar seharane aharon kaim goi pargoda. Dil tata min Moshe uperkuda pasik vela pasik begavai hu bekol reshe metivte levar mi far rokta bepar gugoda da bekol shair levar Man Ananin. Ufor ukfum hadoshe Nin hihru deoraita Deid nahara hakim natarion Inun inanin. The translation, no one can see Moses since a veil is drawn over his face and seven clouds of glory surround him. Aaron stands within the surrounding curtain, which is the participation below Moses. That fence is separating and not separating between them, meaning that it does not serve as a complete separation. All the heads of the yeshivot are on the outside of that curtain, which is the partition, meaning that in fact it is complete separation. And all the rest of the wise men are beyond the seven clouds that surround him. The brightness of these clouds is in accordance with the new Torah illuminations that are revealed. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the Pasuk is clear as it is written. Pasuk 114.
Beit Kalishu, Beit Kiku, Din Chora. Ad Beit Chaze, Ahu, Masva. Umi goi ha'u misva. Chaman nevora dinahir yatir mikol nahirin di alma vayinun anpe Moshe anpo lait chazum kelal The late man de Chamai, Lone Bar Hahu, Nehiru de Nafik Magoi Hahu, Nasve Batar Koi Nun Ananin.
The translation. They were refined in the fineness of that age, fineness of that light, until Moses' mask was visible to them. From that mask, they were able to see a light that is brighter than any light in the world. and that the mask is the face of Moses, since his face is not as at all visible. There is nobody who could see it except for the light that emanates from his mask and from behind all these clouds. My commentary. This pasuk is also clear as written. It is describing with words what can only be experienced to truly understand. Pasuk 1:15. Moshe amar milas atam acharon v'acherim parish levir brevei nativ taim b'mai parsha b'kol inun nebuin v'yisteyan. Mine yatad mata zimne yad yohushua v'hashtayihu maharadar lon bekama tiliyan umakurin umaduin mechalin dinavin ir. The Navin Mikol Mila V'Mila. The translation. Moses told Aaron the manner simply, without explanations, and Aaron then explained it to the heads of the yeshivot. In what way did he explain the matters? With all these streams, that is, the levels that were blocked from Joshua and the rest of Israel. When Joshua's time came to lead the generation, meaning the 300 laws and 800 doubtful. There are 300 laws and 800 doubtful matters that had been concealed from him. Now Rabbi Shimon, now Moses returned them to them through many wonders and sources and springs and streams that flow from each and every matter. My commentary. In the writings and the commentaries, it is reported that the concealed items that are kept from a specific future leader are given into his memory at the moment of the death of another leader that he is replacing. Do not read replace, but ascend to the leadership that Verse 1:16. Kol nashim zakyan dehai dara atan lemiryam ofaka pehane zimnin vekukten salkim kuhu petim roch ashan Goy midvara daya vihahu yoma ikri yoma lechalula nashim belele shebavot uglaylai yomim tavin kulu atan. Vigabe Maryam Vyadin Ishtadlum Ishtadlota Bashin Belele Bispatot Shalom to all. Tomorrow morning, we will have a class on the Zohar. And Saturday evening at 7 p.m., we will continue our class. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Tomorrow's the psalm class.
instead of a Zohar call?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Tomorrow morning.